Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, September 6th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Trade Commission and Amazon are setting the stage for a court battle later this month. People familiar with the discussions say the e-commerce giant hasn't offered concessions to the FTC in pursuit of a settlement over antitrust claims. The lawsuit will suggest that Amazon makes structural remedies that could lead to a breakup of the company. Amazon's lawyers are said to have argued that changes to the company could result in higher prices and slower shipping speeds to customers. The Pentagon is charging up plans for a vast AI-powered drone fleet to counter threats from China and others. We're exclusively reporting that Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks will detail plans today for developing thousands of small and cheap air, land and sea-based AI systems, which could be packed with sensors and remain afloat thanks to being powered by the sun. The program is being driven in part by advances made from China, which has more ships than the US Navy and has invested in autonomous systems. And former Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio has received a 22-year prison sentence, the longest in over 1,000 cases linked to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Prosecutors sought 33 years for Tarrio and another Proud Boys member, having applied a rarely used terrorism enhancement to the sentences. The reduced sentence, handed down by the US District Court judge, came after he expressed discomfort with treating the Capitol breach on January 6th as something akin to lethal terrorism that involves loss of life. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed and European shares are down in early trading. US stock futures are also lower. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.